Welcome back. We were on a hiatus, but Hip Girls Podcast is back, and we have a new segment, and it's titled Support Black Women. So we are interviewing Black women that's doing dope things in their community with a positive change and a positive outlook. And the first person we interviewed was Stacy, aka Honey Pop, the founder of the Lemon Pepper Kickback. I really had a good time with this, and I look forward to interviewing more dope Black women that's doing dope things for their communities. Check it out.
Brad was low. Where do we go? Brad was low. Hey, po. Look at Brad was low. Where do we go? Knees getting weak, and my gun might blow. Oh, Brad was low. Where do we go? Brad was low. Hey, po, look at Brad was low. Where do we go? Knees getting weak, and my gun might blow. Oh, Brad was low. Where do we go? Brad was low. Hey, po, look at Brad was low. Where do we go? Knees getting weak, and my gun might blow. Oh, Brad was low. Where do we go? Brad was low. Hey, po, look at Brad was low. Where do we go? Knees getting weak, and my knee gon' be all.
Folks with it. Welcome to Hip Girls Podcast, and we be the vibes, and we back. We was on a hiatus, but we back with something better, and it's treasure, and we have a new segment called Support Black Women. That's it. Support Black Women. You probably came from one. So here we go. We have a special guest with us. Zoe couldn't make it tonight, but she here in spirit. And we have Stacy.
Hey, y'all. This is so cool.
So we have Stacy and AKA Honey Pop, AKA Stacy's Adventure.
Yeah.
And we're going to ask her a few questions because she's one of the Black women that we want y'all to support. She's one of the Black women that we think doing some positive things in the community, right?
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
So let's jump right in.
Cool. Let's do it. We got our wine.
Let's cheers to that.
Right. Clink.
That was real cute,
that
right?
Was.
Okay. Mm. So we're going to have fun with this.
Absolutely.
So, Stacy, tell us how you became the CEO.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Of all these adventures that you're doing. You know, I had to do my research. I wouldn't be a journalist if I didn't.
Good.
Right?
You're good. I'm like, oh, she know my journey a little bit.
So, we got the Honey Pop.
Yeah.
We got the Lemon Pepper Kickback, yeah. SCL.
Yeah.
And then we have, I seen a whole bunch of other things that you're doing for other Black women.
Yeah.
You help them with events.
Exactly.
How did this start?
Ooh, Stacy's Adventures, Honey Pop, how did it all come together? So my background, I just say I'm a jack of all trades.
Okay.
I've had my hands in a lot of different fields and just to learn different things.
Yeah.
But my experience with events really came through on a small level, just some things that I did in college and being in different organizations, mm-hmm. Association of Black Coalitions, and just all those different things. But when I grew up and got a big girl job. Moved back to St. Louis at the college. I worked for a organization that helps students get to college.
Okay.
And I started off as a coach, but then I kind of then transitioned into their fundraising side. Okay. And from there, I was doing galas. I was doing trivia nights. I was on the team that did that on our fundraising team. I also managed our social media. Okay. So with doing that, it helped me figure out how to create stories and then do events. And then outside of that, like I dabbled in MLM, and that's network marketing. And so with network marketing, you know, you have to put yourself out there. You have to promote.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know how to market to people. You have to know how to do certain events and just different things
Can
like
I
that.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What was your major in college?
Oh, my major in college was psychology and criminal justice.
And you doing this?
Yeah.
No, that's dope because my major was psychology.
Yeah.
But we met on social media.
Exactly.
So you asked that right question
yeah.
to get people like riled up.
Yeah.
So that's like some psychology it's so shit.
It's wild to think about what I majored in and what I'm doing. Sometimes I think about that kind of does all tie in together.
It does.
That like having a psychology background and knowing just like how to bring people together and connect kind of falls all to that. It's like, damn, I really did spend my money on something good. Like, I learned something.
Like, she got me.
I learned a little bit. That makes sense. All kind of makes sense, like, yeah. what I'm doing. And so, Honey Pop, My Baby, was created while I was working for this nonprofit, literally in an office around dope Black women. Shout out to them. They know who they are, who every day we would just push each other to be, just do better and like try to get to where we want to get to and achieving our goals.
100.
And I always knew that I wanted to have something. I didn't know what that was going to be. Mm-hmm. I knew that I love, when I was in network marketing, I love having a business. And so I knew I wanted to have my own business. I just was 100% for sure what that was. And on some level, I kind of was an influencer. I was building myself to be this influencer. I love to find out people's stories and their journeys. And so I would write about them with that. I used to write for a blog called I Don't Do Clubs that was based out of New York because I wanted to like show people like different events and stuff that they can go to in St. Louis that wasn't necessarily at the club.
Right.
No, slices up to clubs. But it's just like, what kind of experience do you want to have outside of that? And so I used to write for that, just write about different people's events and like go to these events and, you know, continue to work with those people. I did that for about a year. And I just kept trying to fall into, like, what exactly do you want to do? What makes you happy? What are you passionate about? And if it all came back to, like, connecting people and doing events. And what kind of events were those? What did you like to do? What was out of the norm? What were not traditional events that get people together?
So, so I was reading and I seen that it was, like, party with a purpose.
Yeah.
And it's millennials.
Yeah.
So, tell me... So your target is millennials, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is
it, for the most part. Yeah, for the most part, it's millennials. People in my age, well, I'm 29, so people just a little bit younger and people a little bit older.
Right, right.
And so that's my, the audience I'm speaking to, but I'm also speaking to those people in the 40-ish who don't even know if they're millennials or not. Mm-hmm. How can we still be bridged together?
Gotcha.
How can we still work together well? So I'm still trying to speak to them as well.
So the party with a purpose,
yeah.
I thought that was like so innovative, like very innovative.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
It's kind of something that we use in a nonprofit world when you're putting the events together, but you're also raising funds.
Mm.
So my thing is that I want to throw things and I of course I want to have success in my business in Honey Pop.
Right.
But when it comes to like the kickback, I want to always have a philanthropic leg to it because I want to give back to my community. And I don't necessarily have, I don't have a nonprofit right now, but I know women and men who have nonprofits.
100.
So how can I help them in putting their businesses on my platform and making sure if I do, you know, produce some kind of income in my business, how does that pour back into my community and help people who have nonprofits? So it's like just a new way for people to know about these nonprofits, what they're doing in the community, and how they can get some of their funds to those different organizations.
You know what we call that?
What's that?
Susu.
Oh, susu.
Susu.
Oh, yes. I never heard of that.
Susu. It's an African term, which means you put in a pot.
Gotcha.
And you get out the pot.
Yeah.
So I love the whole, and that's what, you know, made me become attracted to what you were doing.
Thank you. Because
I was like, oh man, there's more to this.
Yeah, it is. Like, I want people to have a good time, but like also know how to give back.
For sure.
And like meet people and figure out what they're doing and how can you connect with them, because everybody is wild. Like it's a lot of millennials who just don't have a typical 9-to-5 who are clocking in. They also have side hustles. You know, they have nonprofits. You know, they're volunteering. They're doing all these different things. Mm-hmm. So what does that look like and how can you get in tune with that? Yeah. And so when it came to like the Lemon Pepper Kickback, I wanted to make sure that that philanthropic leg was like connected to that. Like that's your Friendsgiving. Mm-hmm. You're chilling with your people, but you're also knowing that like you're partying and some of these proceeds are going to go towards an organization.
Right. So let's talk about the Lemon Pepper Kickback.
Let's talk about it.
One of my babies.
Yeah, the baby. Yeah.
So what inspired this?
This is my favorite story to tell.
Tell us the story.
What was that about? I've always been a fan of Issa Rae. Here's this black girl who's in our age group, millennial, doing some dope stuff on TV.
Hell yeah.
That's relatable, right? So we grew up watching a lot of different TV shows, and we grew up with them and all those things. But mm-hmm. like, it's like different when you're an adult and you're looking to like grab onto something in the media that's like relatable to you,
right.
Like terms, situations, all these different things. So like, Aqua Black Girl came along, and I was like, okay, cool, this web series. I didn't even watch the whole thing, but it's like, oh, this is dope.
Yeah.
And then here came Insecure, and I was like, oh, this is funny. This is good TV. Like, it was just dope to just watch her journey. And so in 2017, she was in Atlanta, her and Yvonne Orgy.
Uh-huh.
And so we're like, it was so many other black folks was just chilling in Atlanta. Actresses, mm-hmm. actors, musicians, media folks was just, for some reason, was all in Atlanta during this, like around this time
yeah.
in 2017. So I get on my social media and Issa Rae and Yvonne Orgy had this big suite. They ordered some lemon pepper chicken wings and like invited all of these different artists to come to their suite,
damn.
Hang out. And it was all over social media. And it was, like, the dopest thing. I was like, this is so cool. Like, they just chilling. And they all in different industries.
Yeah.
But they black folks and they support each other. They loving on each other. Like, she was there. Yvonne Orgy, Jendena, Janelle Monae, Samuel Jackson was there. Like,
yeah, it was like a star-studded
event. It was like star-studded event. And yeah. then it was just, like, regular folks who was just, like, their friends who was there just kicking with them. And you can tell they were genuinely just, like, loving on each other.
That's
and, like,
real.
Having a good time.
Yeah.
And it's, like, I have experienced that, but it's like, damn, I experienced that with my friends. So it's like, I want to experience that with more people mm-hmm. and, like, really get to know them. Because it's like, oh, they dance, but they also probably network with each other. They probably never even met each other.
Right.
And they're in different industries. So I made a status the next day. I was like, did y'all see the Lemon Pepper Kickback on social media? Da, da, da.
You in them statuses?
I was like, I made my statuses, honey. And I was like, I was like, and then I'm a hashtag queen. So I was like, don't y'all want to do that? Hashtag Lemon Pepper Kickback. You know, hashtag pull up. Hashtag can I kick
yeah,
it?
Da, 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 yeah.
Just all that stuff. And like, I like looked at it. I walked away from it, looked at it. It was mm-hmm. like all these people liking it. All these people commenting. You should do it. You should make it happen. Da, da, da. And I was like, damn, I should really make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a friend, she had a loft downtown, her name mm-hmm. is Reese, she doesn't live here anymore, but she's doing events out in LA right now, and she was like, yeah, I got a space, all you gotta do is put down a deposit,
okay.
like, and so I put down a deposit, I made a text message, I sent the text message out to people, I basically said, like, pull up, Lemon Pepper Kickback,
yeah, yeah.
I got the chicken, BYOB, be here, pass the ox event, whatever, next thing you know, people started trickling in. It was like it was a whole vibe. Like we had giant Uno, we had space, dominoes.
That shit
people
lit.
Was dancing. We was eating St. Louis Wingco chicken wings and drinking, and it was just cool.
Y'all had a nigga good time.
We did.
And a it was nigga just, good time.
And this, and like I met people who I only had seen on social media,
mm-hmm.
or people was in town, so I was able to see some of my friends and just all of those different things. It was just like good.
I seen it on social media.
Listen, it was like that feeling, you know, when you used to go, I don't know, for the people who not from St. Louis, when we used to have a skating rink called like Saints and Palace and all that stuff.
Oh, me.
It felt like that, but as adults. And
yeah.
it's like, okay, we grown. So we yeah. in here and it's like, oh, I feel good. And so that vibe just was there. And since that, it just took off. I did it the second year. It
yeah.
took off. I had sponsors and promo videos and media and two levels and DJs and.
Cause it's not. Like, it's nothing like social media is an organism.
Yeah.
But when you in real time.
Yeah.
When you meet and you feel people in yeah. real time, it's just like a good
you
feeling.
You have to have that, and it's
yes.
it's something that we miss, and we just can't put our finger on it.
Right.
But
it's community.
Like, that's right. It's community, and sometimes we don't know how to bring that community together or how to make that right. Right. And sometimes it just takes people to like step up and like make that happen. So I inspire and I am so impressed by everybody in the community who mm-hmm. do events to bring people together, because it's hard work. It's hard work if it's an event for five or it's an event for 500. Like putting something together and putting people in the space yeah. and trying to make it like be something. Like you're not just only like orchestrating like the room and the day up and all that stuff. Like behind the scenes, the logistics leading up to that, it's hard work. So I just want to shout out all the people who do events, because it's hard work, but it's important work. At the end of the day, when it happens and you realize all the relationships that come out of it, the connections, it's something that just you makes you proud and make you want to do it yeah. over and over. And then on top of that, the support that you get from it. Real. You know you got something dope and people support you, you want to do it over and over again.
Shout out to the people. Nah, for real. I had that reflective moment. Like, shout out to the people. Ooh. Yeah, because you have to be very intentional.
Very intentional. Very much so.
It's like no half stepping. Like, no. I'm realizing that, you know, with Conscious Fest and Gabby, my like ace, like mm-hmm. the night she'll be up, like I'm stressing, because you have to be so intentional with every detail.
You do. You have to overthink. Right. You have to overstate. You have to over everything. Yeah. But it's because you just want stuff to be right, not just for like your brand sake, but just for like people who are coming to it, who have supported it, who have bought a ticket.
You don't want to let them RSVP'd. Down.
Exactly. You don't want to let them down. And even if some stuff don't go right, like behind the scenes, like you don't let them see you sweat. You still mm-hmm. make stuff happen, and you like, you do it anyway.
You honey pop.
That's right. You get it popping.
Hey, let me tell you though. So I was just on social media and shit like that. No. I found out about it because I was following Stacy Amanda.
Yes, Amanda.
And did she make Lee. The playlist?
She made the playlist the first year.
The first year.
My friend made the playlist. Sure did. I put everybody to work. You got, because you can't do it all by yourself. Like, you can think of songs and everything like that, but she put the playlist together, put it on Apple Music,
I seen everybody talking about it. Yeah. And I fucked with a little bit. So I'm like, man, when you going, you know, drop a mixtape? Right. Like, when you going to let everybody know DJ? Because she got good taste in music. She does. I picked up on
now,
that.
When you think about hip hop and a woman that in hip hop,
she doing her whole PhD.
Listen,
yeah.
My friend is dope. Shout out to my friend. Mind you, I met her at this nonprofit, so she was one of the black women.
Okay,
that was a part of that crew. We're gonna try to support
black women.
Seven of us, and we're gonna try to get a Netflix pitch, series, movie, something, because mm-hmm. our stories and our journeys, like all of us are like off and doing dope stuff, and we met in this small space right off of Jefferson.
And here.
Here in St. Louis, Missouri.
I need to know everybody. Cause I fucks with that.
I got you. That's, I can connect you to all of
that's
them.
That's the frequency I'm on.
Yeah. It was amazing to just, it's amazing how where all of us are based from that. Like,
right.
It's just amazing.
Because like what Ryan meant in my life is like, it's so many, like you said, so many millennials, like we're like trailblazers.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you think about it, mm-hmm. like we're creating our own narrative, our own lifestyle. Like,
yeah.
We not just clocking in. We like, nah. Like, yeah. We going to clock in, and we going to turn up. Yeah. It's like some, you know, some superhero shit.
It definitely is.
And I'm so amazed knowing that most black women are mothers and wives,
mm-hmm.
like myself, and mm-hmm. we still have the capacity to do this.
Keep on.
And support each other. Listen, that's magic, man.
It is magic. When you just don't have one thing going in your life, you got multiple things.
For sure. Y'all better bring y'all ashy asses.
Listen, don't come ashy, because you know you might find somebody cuter too, though.
Okay.
So bring some shea butter up, you know, coconut oil up, hit them knees, you know, the little part of your ankle that's real hard to get to.
The crevices.
That's right. Get all up in there. I mean, if you want to be ashy, to each his own. Yeah. I ain't going to judge you. You know, come as you are. That's the kind of event it is. But bring hot asses out.
I want to know where the chicken. What chick? So who serving the chicken? Cause I'm part time vegan.
Okay.
By the way.
Okay.
But if the chicken speaking to me,
you can't eat the chicken. How long you been vegan?
I'm part time.
No, what does that mean?
That means that sometimes I go weeks without eating meat.
Okay.
And then sometimes I get tempted and I'm like, bruh, they season this shit, right?
Okay, I got you.
I know when somebody seasoned it, right? And yeah. I'm like, I gotta taste it.
Yeah.
And then it'll turn to another piece.
And then it's like, okay, I'm not, this the week where I'm not vegan. This is the week where I'm eating chicken yes. and shrimp and all that.
And
okay.
then I detox right. and all tea right. and all of that type gotcha. Of shit. But I'm trying to see, is it worth me?
It's going
to
be worth it.
It's going to be worth it.
Yeah, Dean's food truck. This is the first time people going to hear this, but Dean, because I'm dropping his stuff tonight or tomorrow.
Ooh.
Dean's food truck is our food provider for the night.
Okay.
He has a food truck. And he's pulled up in multiple places. He's a really cool guy. Like the first time I just got on the phone with him and I was just, cause it's, you heard Lemon Pepper Kickback, you have to over explain it to so many people cause people just mm-hmm. like, what exactly is this? I mean, you can say it's a social event, it's a fundraiser, whatever.
Right.
But you got to get into all the details about what it really is. But mm-hmm. he knew exactly what I wanted, put together the food list and was just like, yeah, I got you. We're going to do this. Boom, boom, bam. And I'm excited.
Okay.
It's not just going to be lemon pepper either. Like, there'll be other flavors.
Teriyaki?
Was that on the list?
Buffalo
for sure. Sweet and spicy. Plain. He has a Dean special sauce that he makes.
I want to, yeah.
For that, on there, fries. I'm not going to give away the other stuff on the list because it's actually pretty cool.
Because you don't, together. Yeah, don't give them too much.
Yeah, I can't get too much. Like, you got to actually be there.
You feel me? I just want it to be like when I bite into this chicken, yeah. I want to hit the mono.
Listen, no, like, that's what I want to see. That's what I want to see. I want to see mono. I want to see heel toe. I want to see chicken. Like, I want to see it all. Like,
bring it back.
Bring it all the way back.
To the good days.
No, for sure. Like, that's what I want. That's the kind of experience I want people to have.
And this is a good segue.
Yeah.
To Zoe's question.
Okay.
She said, if I'm walking in here,
yeah,
what can I expect? Like, what can I expect from the kickback? Like,
what I hope is when you walk in, you immediately just exhale and you feel like I could just loosen up. Like, loosen up. Like, you're not at work.
Mm-hmm.
You out with your friends or, you know, you out just chilling. Like, don't come in nervous. Don't be, like, I am creating an experience where, like, there's going to be stuff for you to do so that you are going to have to speak to somebody
gotcha.
And make something happen. So, like, come in just ready to just relax, kick it. Like, just have a good time.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey.
That's right. Like, that's, like, when you immediately hit it and you hear the music and you smell the food and
mm-hmm.
you know, you just see the people, like, just feel like you at home, like you comfortable and you finna walk into like your bestest friend's house and y'all just finna kick it in the basement or something, like the little basement party.
A little kickback.
That's right.
Take your shoes off, stretch, you at home.
Yeah. You coming to Stacy's house. Come on over.
Stacy's
house.
And if I want to just plug, she's very hospitable.
Listen.
I got my shoes off right now.
That's right. Be comfortable.
And I'm sipping on some wine.
That's right.
And so I think it's very important that we let people know about the philanthropy.
Yeah.
So I read some, but I want you to tell us, what is this going to, like, partial proceeds?
Yeah, so partial proceeds this year. Last year, I gave some funds to St. Louis Community College. They have a fund where they actually have a pantry on mm-hmm. all of their campuses. College students are some of the students that experience homelessness, experience hungriness. And if you have two of these factors, you know, or hindrances in your life and you're trying to be a college student, it can be very distracting.
Right.
So it's very important to me, and especially because I work in higher ed right now, was to give back to the St. Louis Community College food pantry and just add a little bit more to their fund through the holidays. So that was my first philanthropy leg that I worked with. And then this year, I'm actually working with Bill St. Louis. Jazz Halton has Bill St. Louis. Every year, she is doing something. If it's something for kids and giving back to children, or if it's something with feeding the homeless, or giving socks and toupees and jackets and all these things to the homeless, like, she stays active in the community, and I want to support her this year. So Bill St. Louis is the philanthropy that I'm choosing this year.
Okay.
And my main goal is to raise funds to get people socks, like homeless people. It's wild. Like, we think about, okay, they need jackets and this and that. They need socks.
Yeah.
They need socks. They need gloves. Like, underwear. They need those other things as well. We just
right.
think that they need the meals and, you know, the jackets and all that stuff is important. But, hell, nice pair of socks and some nice underwear and, you know, some gloves, toothpaste and toothbrush. Like, mm-hmm. it's the least that we can do. Like, wow. So Bill St. Louis is who I'm giving funds to. I'm going to be dropping that tonight, and just partnering with her and just like making sure that funds get allocated to her to make that happen.
That's just wonderful. That's just amazing. Because I didn't even know about that nonprofit. Yeah. Now I got to do some research and stuff. And so they provide homeless people with socks and like hygiene stuff and clothes.
She's done a big Thanksgiving dinner. No, not Thanksgiving. Christmas dinner every year mm-hmm. and feeding the homeless. And I had the opportunity to experience that last year with her, and just the love that she puts into it, the people she brings together to make it happen. Like, yeah. it's important, and I know she can't do it by herself.
Right.
And so we bonded then, and I wanted to make sure that, like, this year, like, the kickback proceeds go to her and her organization. Okay. Like, black women, like, come through. Like, black
it's
men
a sister.
Do too.
It's a sister.
Yeah, black men do too. Like, we support each other, but, like, this year, I would say, like, 80% of black women have pushed me and supported my business, and like, not that I have the part to be like where I am this
time.
Can
we cheers to that?
No, for sure. We can definitely cheers to that.
I ain't even gotta add the sound effects.
Okay, like, we got it right here. Like, seriously.
No,
like
but I fucks. Yeah. Like, man, that gave me chills knowing that you can build a just a nest.
Mm-hmm.
A nest, and everybody like pushing everybody, like
exactly,
like we not gonna let you fall because we know your path, exactly. And I met you on this path,
yeah,
and we gonna keep you on this
right.
path,
yeah. And, sometimes it get hard. Sometimes you be like, I don't want to do that today. Yeah. I don't want to go to that event. I don't want to make that post. I don't want to sell that. I don't want to do this.
Right.
But if you got people who know what you're doing and what your end goal is, they're gonna give you your time, but then they're also gonna give you like tell you to get up and like get up.
Right, because if you fail, I fail.
That's right.
You know, you only strong as your weakest link.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So every time you eat some chicken,
listen,
you're helping Bill St. Louis.
Bill St. Louis.
And you're helping Bill St. Louis.
Yeah.
And I think that's just very profound. Thank you, Stacey.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me on. This is cool. The first of this series kickoff.
Yeah, support black women.
That's right.
Just straight like that. And like you said, brothers, they doing their thing,
they
too.
They are. And I know for sure just in the year of 2020, we going to see them, like, because they seen us all year.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about the women in St. Louis, we ain't played no games.
Did you see that article?
Listen. Yes, I have.
Yeah, I know you
all
did.
All these black female entrepreneurs in St. Louis, we're not playing. And I want to see black male entrepreneurs succeed as well mm-hmm. and get up there with those numbers with us, because we are in this together.
That's
like, we
right.
want to see y'all win. I know that's black male entrepreneurs, or
that's
you maybe
right.
want to start something. Like, just do it. And, like, talk to us. We know we got y'all.
That's right. Yeah. We going to scratch our head, rub your feet, and tell y'all to get to the money.
Listen. You got to get up.
No, but plug us. Where can we find everything at?
You can find me on social media. Facebook is StaceyL.Pugh. S-E-Y, that's U-G-H for Pew. You can find me on Instagram at Stacey's Adventure. That's just personal follows. But I have Honey Pop mm-hmm. on all social channels, H-U-N-N-I-P-O-P. You can find it on Facebook and Instagram. And then I also have, like, personal page for Lemon Pepper Kickback XTL, and that's on IG. So that's where you can find me. Anywhere on all of those pages, I'll be there.
And make sure y'all get y'all tickets. Our tickets been sold tickets at the door?
Our tickets will probably still be sold at the door.
Okay.
But they are moving fast. I'm not going to lie. They're moving quick. There is a space capacity, and I'm not going over that space capacity.
Right.
So just be sure to get your tickets in advance. They are on sale at lemonpepperkickbackstl.com. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't make it, give a donation. I have a donation portion where you can donate to Bill STL. And then if you really can't make it and you still want to donate, I'm doing an after party Saturday, November 30th.
Okay.
I'm linking with Oasis Grill, which
That's
is a new
black
owned restaurant, and we're doing a brunch. We're doing a kickback brunch, and this is for people before you head out and go back home, or before you just, you know, get back into the week from the holidays. We're doing a brunch at Oasis Grill, new restaurant. Dope, all you can eat, all you can drink, and we're just gonna have a good time.
Say restaurant again.
Restaurant.
Oh, restaurant.
What you mean? You yes! Gonna be like, say that again. Say, what do you know?
You was flowing, and I was like,
I was rhyming or
something. You was rapping, and I heard restaurant.
When you from you don't realize what you're saying. You just be talking. Listen, y'all.
Hey, I fucks with that, my nigga.
Y'all should have made me say restaurant.
Restaurant. Hey, we gonna have a good time.
It's gonna be a good week. I'm just, and shout out to everybody who's doing events that week. Like everybody's just so dope to me. I'm just proud of everybody just doing their thing. So
yeah,
it's gonna be a good time.
We on a vibe, we on a wave, and I'm excited to cheat on my diet.
Listen.
And bite into the
listen.
I wanna know, like, I want it to be crispy, bro.
Listen.
I fucks with crispy chicken.
Yeah, me too. I'm an extra, so I like all flat.
Let's talk about it.
I like all flat. I like it extra crispy. I like lemon pepper. I like buffalo. I'll try any all the flavors, but I gotta have some good ranch with it.
Okay, you fuck with ranch?
Yeah.
I don't fuck with
ranch. My favorite ranch, the best ranch is Wingstop.
I knew you was gonna drop them. They fries hit.
And with the ranch, is I haven't had it in a long time. I'm trying to do good over here, trying to be snatched.
Okay.
But it's really hard when you just, when you really want some Wingstop fries and that ranch, like, it's the best. It's the best.
Bro, I fuck with teriyaki.
You just said that a few times.
Okay, let me tell you. I fuck with jerk chicken.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
no, I'm here for all of that.
Like, jerk chicken.
Yeah.
You talking about mono, peel toe, made me want to do all of that. And it got to be crispy.
Oh, I wonder if somebody's ever made curry chicken wings. Is that a thing?
Ooh.
I'm sure that'll be a bop. I might make that. Y'all be cooking sometimes for like therapy and stuff. It's therapeutic to cook.
It is. Food, and see, that's why I'm here on this couch.
Yeah.
Because food, I don't see how people downplay food, bro. Food is so important. In other cultures, food is the event. This is where we commune.
That's so real. Food is the event. Food brings everyone together.
Or alcohol, yeah. But then get hungry.
Right,
but
mainly it's the food.
that's why did you see my eyes light up when you said brunch? I said, fuck, we got brunch.
Yeah, I'm making y'all do a lot.
Is the brunch?
The brunch is November 30th. That's Saturday.
So following.
So Wednesday's the kickback. Then you got Thanksgiving. If you celebrate Thanksgiving, then you got an off day for Friday. Then you got Saturday. So, yeah.
I know. Food made me happy.
It makes me happy too. Dun-dun. Good food makes me happy.
Good food makes because you me can happy. Taste when somebody put the love and they was intentional with it.
You really can.
You eat McDonald's or Rallies?
I like they fries.
Okay.
I'm a fry girl. I like potatoes. That's not good for your
diet. What's your favorite fry?
Oh, God.
I'm Chick-fil-A.
Well, if I'm getting the Chick-fil-A, it's got to be with Chick-fil-A sauce or honey mustard.
Polynesian.
Okay.
Okay. Hey. No. We foodies. This is like...
No, definitely a foodie. Like, okay, so like, I have this list of like all the stuff in my life that I want to do. And like, one of the things is, and I wrote this out on Instagram one day and I was going to post all this stuff. And I was like, oh, I'm going to just say this for a rainy day. I'm going to probably write about this later in my life. But like a time in my life, like maybe a year or two, I just want to travel the world and just try different foods. I want to be like the Anthony, what was his name, Boudin of... Black girl Anthony Boudin. He used to travel the world, try different foods. But see, the thing is, I got an allergy. I got a fish allergy and a peanut allergy. So I can't try everything. But I can try some things. And I'm adventurous, so I'll try weird stuff.
I fucks with that. You should do that.
One time, I would try it. So I went to Thailand in April. It was my first time out the country.
You went to Thailand?
I went to Thailand.
How was it?
It was amazing. It was amazing. It
my
was
son
a little,
wanna go there.
I'd say go. You gotta pay a nice little penny to get there. Once you get there, everything is like affordable. Like I was eating street food and they was like on the side street making it cooking but they had like scorpions and stuff that they were selling. I really wanted to get one. I don't know why I didn't get it. But I would do something adventurous like that. I ain't probably gonna eat no rat and no roach. I mean, I would be adventurous, but I ain't gonna do something crazy like that.
So this whole adventurous, okay, so we got different parts of Stacey.
Listen.
So we got hunt, bop, bop, bop. The adventurous part, I see you got that right there.
Yeah.
I wanna try something new or I wanna expose people to something new?
Both.
It's both.
It's both.
Okay. I dig that.
It's definitely both. Because I'm just like, I am a person that loves culture. I love mm-hmm. my culture, being a Black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Digging deeper into finding out what different areas of Blackness do I have. So, like, where's my family from and all those things. Like, I love history.
Yeah.
I love knowing all those things. And so, with that, I love traveling. Mm-hmm. Even if it's over to Illinois and finding some new little restaurant or spot thrift store, whatever. Like, that's an adventure to me. Or very if it's much. Going all the way to New York and, you know, eating in Brooklyn somewhere or in the Bronx or hanging out in New Jersey mm-hmm. or whatever, like, that's an adventure to me. And so going to these different places and experiencing that different culture, it inspires me. And in the midst of that, going to different events and seeing what other people are doing, that inspires me because it makes me think, like, how do I bring that back to my city? I can go to all these different places and have this good time, but it's a different feeling when you do it here in your city with your people. Yeah,
because you get to celebrate it with the people that you want to celebrate. And it sounds like you the master of ceremonies.
Listen.
We'll call you an MC in the hip-hop world.
Woo!
Like, this is
there we go. I feel like I just got crowned. Wow!
No, because I'm listening to this, and in the hip-hop cyphers, we'll call you the master of ceremonies.
That's
you can know, because what is a ceremony? It's food, it's music, right. It's, you know, energy.
Yeah.
So tell me about one of your favorite adventures. Because I feel like the Lemon Pepper Kickback is going to be an adventure.
For some people. Oh, what
I'm thinking about my outfit.
Listen, just, you know, come as you are, but just don't be ashy. A favorite adventure?
I mean, I just
it probably had to be something that dealt with food.
For sure.
So trying a new dish in, you know, New York or in Chicago or, you know, in Atlanta.
Who got some bomb ass food and energy? Food and energy. Food and good energy.
Like city-wise?
City-wise.
Oh, man, that's hard. That's not hard.
Atlanta or New York or Chicago?
If I had to choose... I mean, it would be different parts of Atlanta. Definitely has its vibe. It definitely has the roots when it comes to Black culture. When you get to New York, it's just you experience. I've been to New York for like the last since 2013. Every year, I've gone to New York. It's like my getaway. That's when Honey Pot was birthed. That's when Honey Pot was dropped in my spirit. Is when I was in New York.
What part?
My cousin stays in Hackensack. I always take the Port Authority and I go all over.
That's fresh.
I go all over.
Okay.
So, you know, if it's just going to the Bronx and getting some pizza or going to Harlem and getting some Fish House, which is Marketplace, where you can get some fresh seafood grilled up in front of you with some nice rice. Or going to Brooklyn or Harlem and getting some nice soul food. Or some Caribbean food, like New York East Coast just has this grit to it that is just like attached to me. So when I think about people from there, like I it's attached to me. So I like
I'm you start talking like it. It's
you
like
do
Fish House and some rice.
You do. You think about all the different places you went there and the people you talk to, and then they say you talk fast and you country.
Yeah.
And then you hear them talking and you picking up their dialect and their language, and
that's culture.
It's culture. It's like, so you know that you're connected to people, your people anywhere you go. If you can just like cold, I'm not gonna say cold switch, but like you attach to who they are just by being there, if it's for a short time, because that's your people. And so, my adventures, they can be small. I can make I can make a small adventure seem really big. Because it's like, I'm experiencing and I'm taking it all in.
Right. I was just really in Florida.
Grand. Yeah.
I didn't get no gator, though. I wanted to try some gator.
Yeah. I've had gator before in Florida. Because I've been to Orlando. I've been to, where have I been? Kissimmee. I've been to, what's some other places down there? Miami. I mean, it's a few places in Florida. I love New Orleans. Like New Orleans is, if I can go there every year, that would be a place I would go every year, which I'm gonna aspire to do that. Cause you just feel an instant connection of home when you get.
You know,
there.
They say New Orleans and St. Louis is sister cities.
They are. They it's that French connect.
That French connection.
Yeah, it's that French connection.
Right.
So, good food is down there. Good people. Yeah, all these places inspire me.
So listen, y'all. We didn't get y'all the whole spiel.
This was fun.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. And then Zoe gonna be with us at the kickback, and we gonna test the chicken.
Yes, right.
Because the food is important.
It is important.
So we gonna test the chicken, and we gonna scale it.
Good.
From 0 to 10.
And tell Mr. Ken if you like his chicken, and pull up him.
I'ma tell the player.
That's right.
You know, maybe a little more flour. Maybe you did it just right.
Right.
But we gonna, you know what I'm saying?
But he be pulling up everywhere. Like, he be outside
all the time. What's his name? Let's plug him.
Mr. Ken.
Mr. Ken.
Yeah, Mr. Kenneth be pulling up everywhere in his food truck and cooking and
I love it.
And popping.
It ain't nothing like some black good food. I swear, when I was out of town and I was working.
Yeah.
And we kept eating, stopping at like all these like chains. And I was like, bro, take me to the hood joint.
Let's
like,
find something.
Where's the hood joint? Yeah. Like, where they just give it to you through the window, but it's hitting.
$10 to get you a good meal. Listen.
And I found it.
And you can be, and you don't feel scared. You're comfortable because you're around your people. I mean, you be looking a little bit because it ain't your hood.
Right.
But you like, I'm in my hood, so I can like trust it.
Bro, I found the hood Caribbean joint.
That's right.
And that shit.
Fire.
Woo, bam,
like,
bam.
Like, give me African Palace. Give me, what's the joint in U City I always up to with the good rum punch. Oh, my God.
Oh, you talking about the palm tree?
The palm tree. Woo. Give me that. It's a Jamaican joint over here on South Side St. Louis. I haven't tried yet.
South Side?
I heard they got some good food.
Oh, I've been there. Oh, I cannot think.
It's right around the corner.
Cabbage on fire.
Yeah. My friend talks about the cabbage all the time.
Cabbage is so damn good.
Yeah. It's good for you. You're a part-time vegan. Ain't that right? Ain't that right?
I'm soon get my life together. Thank y'all for joining us. We had Stacy, a.k.a. Honey Pop. The Lemon Kickback is 11:27.
It is 11:27. Be there at 7. All right?
All right. Don't miss your chicken. Don't miss your ranch dip. And don't miss your good vibes. Thank y'all for joining us. And we out. Peace. Bye. That was
I wanted to, like, say to, like, support. If you are trying to do anything in your city, like, figure out who's in your city that has different lanes that you can be a part of. So, like, for me, as an event planner or curator, like, my goal is I need to be finding out who are my people in the city that are, who have event spaces, who are a part of media outlets, who are bloggers and influencers and all these things, because these are the people who will plug. These are the people who I want to plug, and who do have different platforms. Like, the Kickback didn't, like, take off the way that it did last year without me hitting up local podcasts and, you know, talking to them and, like, shooting my shot and just getting on their episodes. They didn't have to interview me. You didn't have to interview me.
100.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, you did, and I appreciate that, because it's not about me being on. It is about me being on, but it's also about your platform and exposing it more. So I just want to shout out, like, when you have those people in your city and around you, like, you know, start with those people first. You don't always have to shoot for everybody else first, because you got to start somewhere. Like, the Lemon Pepper Kickback is grassroots. It started with a social media scroll. It started with a post on Facebook, and then it started with a text. So, like, you got to start somewhere. That's all I want to say with this.
Hey, scared money don't make money.
That's right. That's right.
So, I like that. You got to start where you at and what you got.
Yeah.
And I think that's power. It's power in that. And I just admire you, Stacy. I admire the sisterhood that's supporting you. Because every time I see a black woman doing something, I'm like, it's really a lot of sisters behind her.
Yeah.
It has to be.
And for sure. No, that's accurate. That's accurate. In
space
in St. Louis, if you see a girl, black woman, millennial doing something, she got about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 black women behind her helping her, and that's 100.
It's factual and actual. I mean, I'm a living proof.
That's
So Y'all be here. I'm excited. And, you know, let's connect. Bring y'all business cards. Yeah. You know, have on your straight butter and citrus oils.
That's right. Don't look it right. Don't sound ashy. Make sure that looks right. Make sure you brush your teeth. Like, have it together.
You might meet babe.
Just be your true authentic self. Put a do-rag on. I don't know. Do what you want to do.
That'd be so fire.
A cape, like, make it happen.
A cape, nigga? You gonna have a red carpet?
No. They, make your own red carpet. Do make what you want to do. Like,
yeah. I feel it's a pop-up. Like, pop-up. Like, yeah, you've been doing pop-up church services.
Yeah.
I feel like these events, these pop-ups are just, like, our urges to be together.
Right.
And be an authentic Black African selves.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. And it's like, I can do what I want to do. Nobody gonna judge me. And it's like you said, it's like a family reunion.
That's it.
Exactly.
That's it.
Like, oh, look at this nigga. This nigga.
I follow you on social media. I get to meet you in person. And you meet that person, and they can be your best friend next year, or your boo, or your business partner, or somebody who funds your business. You don't know who got money and who don't. Like, hell, I don't know.
Yeah.
But y'all just type up.
Your network. All right. Thank y'all for joining us. We hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Peace, love, and light.